أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. May the last and also very famous ruku of Surah Baqarah. آمن الرسول لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. It is the last ruku. It is the end of the surah also. And the Quran Sharif, as everywhere else, is most striking and most beautiful. The beautiful as far as composition is concerned. Writing of a chapter of a composition, that also nothing can exceed the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif started the surah with the beautiful ayat, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. And all the meaning that was at the beginning of the surah, it is now brought in the summary at the end again. Any talk a person starts with, when he comes to the end, he should remind again of the beginning, what the talk was about. Then it has a wonderful, profound effect on the listeners, and that is a complete talk. So the end of the surah has great correspondence with the beginning of the surah. And then with the end of the surah, just before this ruku, the previous rukus, where Allah Ta'ala explained that to hide away things evident is a big crime in Islam. When a person has evidence of anything and is called upon to present that evidence, he must not shy away, he must not keep away, he must present it. Yeah, Allah explains in the end that whatever you hide in your heart or you make it known, Allah knows it all. Then in between the surah, Allah explained Ayatul Kursi, that Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum. All that subject matter is again here the end of the surah also. The beginning of the surah, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who believe in the unseen. All the details were not given there, they are all given here. That آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ كُلُّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. All the ghaib Allah Ta'ala has mentioned it here. So this last ruku has got great munasabat, connection with the beginning of the surah, the end of the surah, the middle of the surah, and the whole surah itself also. And all the teachings that have come here at the end again. It is also narrated that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they should discuss and talk upon among themselves that we don't know of any intelligent person who doesn't read the 10 ayats every night. Those 10 ayats, the virtues of which is also very great, is from Alif Lam Mim Tal Muflihun. 5 ayats. And then Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum, Ayatul Kursi till the end of the ruku, 2 ayats. And then the last 3 ayats of Surah Baqarah. The meaning of it, and it is a matter, if we just read it like that also, the rewards are very great. But if a person just reflects upon it and thinks of the meaning, it will keep on enhancing his iman, his love for akhirat, the love of Allah, the love of iman, and the reality of deen, which is based on the reality of our aqaid, our beliefs, that will shine out in him, in his life, in his action. And then there will be great, great goodness. So we should try and make that habit also, that we should not sleep at night until we have not read Alif Lam Mim Tal Muflihun, and then Ayatul Kursi till the end of the ruku, and then the last 3 ayats which are at the end here. In here Allah Ta'ala has explained all the essentials of deen, and therefore it is so virtuous. And the most important and essential part of deen is our aqaid. And that is a person must make dua also and beg of Allah that all our aqidah must be correct. Allah must correct it for us. We today, unfortunately, is a time when people who are Muslims, who are making namaz, but in many of our aqidahs, we have got wrong beliefs. And if there one belief is wrong, then a whole of iman is negated. Though we still carrying on reading namaz, as Allah Ta'ala says, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ They don't know. وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ And they think they have got hidayah. So aqidah is the most important. And then in the aqidah, the iman, the yaqeen must be also complete. We must not have weak yaqeen. We believe in akhirah, but like a very weak yaqeen. And the proof of that is, we say that akhirah is forever, but almost all our efforts are for dunya. For deen, for akhirah, very little efforts we make. So if our yaqeen is on akhirah, automatically a person will have more concern for his akhirah and prepare for akhirah. We say deen is superior than dunya. But amount of time, preference, importance we give to dunya is much more than that we give to deen as far as our practical lives are concerned. So our iman is there, but our yaqeen is very, very weak. And a weak yaqeen, Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabbagh, rahmatullah alayh, was a great buzurg of recent times. He says at the time of maut, iman is like a candle flame. And there are strong winds that are blowing, that can blow out that flame easily. So if our iman is weak at the time of maut, and that is the time when shaitan makes his greatest effort to put out the flame of iman, to rob us of our iman. So when we have the opportunity and we are not making our iman strong, then there is great, great fear and danger that how we will leave this world. And if we have to leave without iman, there can be nothing worse than that. If we have lost our iman, that is the most important. The punishments for the people who have lost their iman, for example, many, many places in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala explains. In one place, Allah says, إِذِلْ أَغْلَالُ فِي عَنَاقِهِمْ وَالسَّلَاسِلِ When the collars will be placed on the shoulders, that is, that you can't move your head, you are now fixed in that position. And they will be chained in chains. So they have no choice, they will be physically completely harnessed, they can't do anything. إِذِ الْأَغْلَالُ فِي عَنَاقِهِمْ وَالسَّلَاسِلُ يُسْحَبُونَ فِي الْحَمِيمِ They will be dragged in boiling water. ثُمَّ فِي النَّارِ يُسْجَرُونَ And then they will be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. If we have to lose our iman, such terrible punishments and many other places Allah has explained. So our greatest must be concerned must be of our iman. And these 10 ayats, this last 3 ayats, speak very greatly of the correction of our iman, which we must read also and try and understand the meaning and follow accordingly. May Allah give us all tawfiq, will protect our iman, and let us all leave this world with iman. And iman-e-kamil and complete maghfirat. Subhanallah.